like you might be trying to respond, but you're not coming through. There's a lot of solar activity going on, which interferes in radio transmissions and other things as well, so that might be what's going on. So if you want to try again later, Sylvia, I will keep that open. Otherwise, I will check in for you. 359, moving to the next radio check. WQZA 709 Carol, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
This is WQZA 709 Carol. Copy loud and clear.
Copy that. You're also coming in loud and clear. So we discussed flood hazards, and we've heard some very good points. Is there anything you'd like to suggest or share this evening, Carol?
Yes, many years ago, my family and I were caught in a flash flood, and there was not a cloud in the sky. It just hit us and knocked us clear off the highway. So floods, you'd be surprised how fast and heavy and strong floods are. Just out of blue.
That's a total fact. I definitely agree with that. Like I said, we were involved in a flood in March, and it rose pretty fast, and it got crazy really fast. Is there anything else you'd like to share, Carol?
No, at this time. Thanks, Karen.
Well, thank you, Carol. Is WQZA 709 Marcia available this evening?
This is Marcia, WQZA 709. Everything's good tonight. Looking forward to the rain.
Copy that, just as long as it doesn't flood. Well, thank both of you ladies for sharing and participating in this radio check. We welcome you both back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRKV 487 Timber, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is WRJX 359 Karen. Do you copy?
Good evening, Karen and Nanette. This is Kimberly, WRKV 487. I copy loud and clear.
Copy that. You're also coming in loud and clear. So we've been discussing flood hazards and had some good points brought up. Is there anything, suggestions or comments you'd like to share this evening, Kimber?
Nope. I pretty much just got home from homeschooling my granddaughters myself. And I heard that Robin just got home from work. But living in this area that floods out quite frequently in Merlin, actually, and down your way and stuff, just I would follow the same suggestions I think that Hope had. Stay home if you're in a flood zone. Don't go out looking for see where it's flooded the most, even though it's really hard to do because you want to see things. Like myself, I'm curious. I want to go check it out, but it's kind of dangerous to do that. Just keep yourself safe, and that way, you can help others and help yourself. So other than that, no suggestions, and I can talk about the net if you'd like.
Yes, please do talk about the Amron net, Kimber.
Alrighty, so you're all invited on this NB725 repeater, GMRS, to talk and be a part of the Amron Net Sunday night at 7 p.m. And we have a check-in where we all check in with each other and have a stat rep, make sure everybody's good. I'll read the intelligence brief for the week, kind of picking up some news that may affect us. And then we do our Channel 3 checks, which is off the repeaters using FRS, GMRS Channel 3, MERS 3, the Ham Simplex 3, and CB3s as well. So just get everybody used to talking off the repeaters in case there is an emergency and everything else is down. Break. It's quite a good group of people, and we have a lot of fun, and we get to know like-minded people, which is pretty important, and that's the whole deal, is get together with like-minded people in your communities and learn how to help each other. It's good skills. And then I also do it Jackson County on the Elk 675 GMRS repeater on Monday nights at 8. So Sunday nights at 7 in Grants Pass, Monday nights at 8 in the Jackson County area. I have one more thing to say. Break. You mentioned solar activity, and yes, there is quite a lot of solar activity and a solar storm we are experiencing right now. It was predicted yesterday to be a G5, which is a very, very strong solar storm based on the X-class flares we had. However, it is moving a bit north of us, and so it's, I think it's a G4, and the aurora was visible last night, even through the clouds. I got pictures of it in Grants Pass, and it may be available again tonight at about 7 p.m. In the 7 o'clock hour. The PMP index is going up to 8.5. Break. So that means for all of you out there, if you use your camera, your cell phone camera, which tends to pick up that color better for some reason, you may be able to see the aurora. I was just out there a minute ago, and I did pick up a little pink in the sky, even through the fog. And so go check it out. Point your phone to the north-northwest and check it out. You may see something you like, or even straight up, and take a night shot picture with it set to night mode, and you'll be surprised. Check it out. Anyway, thank you, Karen. Back to Ned.
WQZA 709 question.
Go ahead, Carol.
What direction, camera, are you facing when you see this?
Well, last night I saw it to the north-northwest, which is unusual to be in that area, and also looking straight up. So, and tonight I saw it looking straight up. I saw it there, and then also pointed, north-northwest. Exactly, and check it out. You may see it sometimes over to the east. I know that people at Mount Shasta saw it and took some amazing photographs tonight. I've seen that all over the internet, so lots of good shots. Hope that answers your question.
Thank you.
Well, thank both of you ladies very much. Thank you very much for sharing and participating in this radio check, Kimber, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check.
Thank you. WRKV 487, monitoring.
At this time, I'd like to check in for WROY 384, Diana. She was unable to participate this evening. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRPJ 605 Judy, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. You copy?